This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Aurora has hired its second interim police chief as it extends its search for a permanent replacement. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Aurora has been searching for a permanent police chief since April. The city extended the hiring process early this year after two of the finalists withdrew from consideration. Newly selected interim Art Acevedo was a police chief in Texas and Florida, but he was fired from his most recent job as Miami police chief after 6 months on the job. Acevedo came under scrutiny for sending an 8-page memo to the Miami city manager where he criticized city commissioners for interfering in internal affairs. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The U.S. House is expected to vote this hour on a bill sponsored by Colorado Representative Ken Buck. CPR's Megan Verley reports it would invalidate some non-disclosure agreements, or NDAs, in cases involving sexual harassment.
The Speak Out Act applies to situations where an employee signs an NDA as part of their regular job and then later brings a sexual harassment claim. In those cases, the NDA will be automatically canceled. The bill is in response to concerns that pre-existing NDAs have prevented employees from bringing misconduct to light. However, the act would still allow NDAs to be part of settlement agreements in sexual harassment cases. Republican Ken Buck is a lead House sponsor on the bill. It has bipartisan support in both chambers. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
The Robichon Gallery in Denver is unveiling the first of a two-part anniversary series. The gallery has presented contemporary art from around the world and locally for 45 years. For part one, organizers selected new and archived works by gallery artists. Part one of the anniversary series opens Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.